You keep the wheat seed, wheat to sow your own wheat back in that fall. Oh. Well, you went to the crib and you got your corn out for seed. And your cotton seed, them that grow cotton, well, they'd bring this cotton seed enough home to plant their cotton for the next year. My little seed, and the same way with the garden. They saved nearly all of the garden seed.
Oh, they would?
Yeah, they. It's my little seed, garden seed bought back when I was a...
I never had even thought about that, that they could just
say... They kept their own seed from one year to another, mostly. And if they didn't have them, generally they could buy them off of some neighbor.
Oh, didn't have to go to
town. They weren't much going to town to buy seed and things like that back then. That's come about... Well, it began to come about from World War I, you see, on down. And, well, it's got to where by nearly all of them now.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I didn't ever know that they had their own.
Yeah, they did. They had their own seed. Most of them kept their own seed from one wheat, oats, or whatnot like that. And cotton seed, sorghum seed. And then the women kept their... the pumpkin seed, and watermelons, and marshmallows, and bean seeds, and things like that for the garden.
Now, what about in the barn, that upper part of the barn?
Hay barn, they call that the loft. That's where they put the hay, most of the hay.
That's where they put the hay.
Most of the hay.
Well, now, what if you had more hay than you could get in the barn? What would you have to do?
You'd stack it out in the open. Some used, instead of pole out in the ground, around, and they call that a stack. And make it just as high as you could pitch the hay up too. And then some built it longer than it was wide, without any pole in it, and they call that a rick.
A rick?
They'd rick it there. But most of them used that round system, which they call a stake.
How big would they be?
These stacks?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they could be 14 foot.
Oh, that big,
And, or 12, 14 foot high.
What kept it from getting wet?
Well, it slopes on top here, and they use a gray, it's a kind of a slope up here at the top, and they use, mostly you'll use grass to put it on top, and you can take crabgrass, or red top hay, or hay like that, and it'll turn water if you put it there. It'll turn the water. I've had hay stacks 2 year old at least, and it'll just keep good if you just tramp it right around this here stack. This pole, so it won't settle there. Let the outside of it settle, and it'll keep that in a sloping condition at the top, and it'll turn that water, and it'll keep. Now, pea hay, or clover hay wouldn't do that so well. But if you use this grass and hay, it will even make it turn it good.
Well, now, when you would very first cut the hay, what would you do with it?
Well, after it cures, you rake it.
Uh-huh.
Take a rake and rake it.
Uh-huh.
And into windrows.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're... go into the field with a wagon and with the forks, and throw it on the wagon. And later on, it come the hay baler, and then you got the baling it.
Of
them bales it in the field, and some put it in the stack and bale it from the stack, and some that